Either stay up till 4 or wake up at 4. We're about balance. You're on the 4am Club with Leroy and Sam.
Join us two simpletons as we help each other through life and extend our reach to you so we can all learn from our experiences.
If you like the episode, share it with a friend and leave us a rating.
And follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast to keep in the loop. Welcome back to Shower Thoughts, everybody. So I have a bit of an interesting question today because I've been distracted like nothing else the last couple of days. How do you beat distractions?
How do I beat distractions?
Mm-hmm.
I put them down on the ground and I just pummel them till they're gone.
They come from everywhere.
They come from everywhere.
Holy shit. Like, we just have access to everything.
Yeah.
Like, in two clicks, I can be watching, you know, Drive to Survive Formula One. It's amazing.
And to be honest, if you want to be distracted, it's so easy. It is too damn easy to be distracted. Like,
yeah.
You don't even, like, for example, with a phone, you don't even need a message. You can just be like, oh, maybe someone's messaged me. And I reckon my mind plays some weird-ass tricks on me that I sometimes hear, like, the Facebook ding or the text ding. I'm like, oh, hang on. Oh, I got a text. And then I go to it and there's nothing. And it happens heaps. More or less than now, but heaps.
And it's the weirdest thing. I used to get that same thing a lot when I was lying in bed.
Yeah.
This is when before I kind of like learned the lesson of like have your phone in airplane mode or like, you know, or do not disturb.
Mm.
Otherwise, I'm just like, oh, I think something might have binged. Maybe I should check just in case it's something important.
Yeah.
It never is.
I remember like back in the day when we like, played Pokemon for hours on end, like, you know, waking up, staying up, playing in your room under the cover. When I tried to sleep, I would hear the leveling up sound or just the Pokemon game sound.
Yeah.
That was unreal. But, to answer your question, distractions. So I've definitely had a few different ways. One way that really helped when I was in high school. So like if you're studying or something like that. On my computer, there was some sort of software where you could block websites for a certain amount of time, like blacklist them.
Do you remember what it was called?
Oh,
obviously, I think there'd be heaps of them. Yeah. A quick Google search would be able to tell you.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Like, blockware. I don't know, blockware.
Because it's almost like parental controls.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be so much stuff out there for mums to be like, or dads. Like, no, you can't watch TV this particular time.
Yeah.
Maybe I need a little bit of parental control back in my life.
Mm. So that I used to do that in, like, when I was studying, like, kind of block Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it blocked it. So, like, it was gone. I couldn't really access it. But that didn't – it helped, but I wouldn't say, like, it fully helped with the distraction.
For me, it's like all you've done is like giving yourself a barrier.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's always a way around the barrier. You haven't really beaten the distraction.
Mm.
It's like you've kind of stopped the flow for a little bit. Like the river's just like building up and up and up, and that dam's going to burst.
Yeah, exactly.
Like your phone right there, man. It takes like one thing for me to be like, oh, that's something more interesting than what I'm doing. All right, fine.
Yeah. So exactly. That was the way in high school. But then as I kept going and, you know, you start to have more freedom, uni especially, you can be as distracted as you want in uni because you don't have that sort of teacher bearing down on you like, oh, remember this is due, guys. Like, what's your progress on this? It's more like sometimes you just get given an essay. Oh, even in some of my courses, they didn't even tell you had an essay. Like, it was just like, just read the, what's it called? Like the course.
Yeah.
That the course knows, course study, yeah, I don't know, like course the timeline.
I know what you're talking about. And
yeah.
Like, they don't care if you don't do it.
Yeah.
It's not on them. It's like, meh. You hand that into it and it's like, meh.
Mm.
You never submitted it, meh.
Just slap you with another $4,000 hex.
You just failed, man. It's just another year.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. So, I guess that's almost like more like, you know, trying to study or like do work type of stuff, right? What if you're trying to do something that you want to do, but like you keep kind of finding you get other things like kind of popping up along the way? Like,
yeah.
Let's say, for example, like with the podcast, you know, we've been trying to like get we've just bought a bunch of hats.
Yeah.
For everyone. Yeah. Get ready to buy some hats, everyone. They're coming. But, you know, there's some distractions we've had along the way have been little mundane things where it's like, okay, we've spent so much time like focusing on this now when essentially we could have just been like, nah, don't worry about that simple distraction. Focus on the big goal of just like getting this thing to market. Like, how do you try to beat those little distractions from things that you want to be doing?
Yeah, well, when it comes to that sort of stuff, I think the best way to beat a distraction is to have a plan, like strategic goals and a timeline of what you need to do just to keep you straight. But unfortunately, like, just, I guess that's how life is. You know, things can be going well and then you just get slapped by something on the left.
Yeah.
And I think it's about, for me, it's about like when I set my mind to something, like that's at the, my mind. That's like the goal line. But I might deviate off the path a bit.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest difference in how you deal with the distraction when you deviate off the path is how quickly back you can get back on the path.
Yeah.
And that involves, for me, setting a few different, like, triggers to get me back on the path.
Yeah.
And say, like, yeah, with the hats, we get hit by, like, we're just this filming stuff now. We're doing, sorting out our like filmography and getting Adobe Cloud. Yeah. Like that took a bit of time to get our head around. But say we've done that now and now it's time to sort of get back into the hats. So I don't know. I don't know how I'd trigger myself back in there. But it's just,
I guess it's almost becoming aware of what's a distraction.
Yeah.
Like that. I think that's a big thing for me and how to beat it. You don't know if something is distracting you from that end goal if you don't know that it's kind of stopping your progression of getting there.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's easy when you're just doing like study or work. You have a tangible thing that you're not doing and you have a thing that you're doing for enjoyment. But the line gets blurred when it's something that you want to be doing, but you're just kind of getting like sidetracked a little bit on stuff that isn't as important.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's like, I was just thinking of a trigger then. And like the thing that I've just been thinking about, that's to get back on the hats thing, was I was going to design a storyboard of, because for people out there, we got the hats where we're going to like do a little cool series in the works for them. So like, I was just like, all right, the first thing is just try to get a quick win for it.
Yeah.
Just get it back on the page. Like, so yeah, designing a little storyboard of like, how we want the series to go, essentially, and like the ideas and sort of getting involved in it in a very like minute way.
Yeah.
So not just getting straight to the like selling of the hats, but to the like starting to think about it. So I think maybe that's a way to get yourself back onto that main goal line.
Yeah.
Without having to just jump all the way back to actually, you know, like, oh, like, let's set up the store right now, because you will get distracted again because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
So you need to take the little half steps, I think. Yeah.
So I guess that brings in an argument for achieve, like, let's use the hats for an example. Obviously, there's heaps of distraction things you can get lost in along the way and never get to the end. What if you just kind of go, all right, cool. The main objective here is to be able to sell a product. So we want to be able to sell a hat.
Yeah.
So obviously we need, there's so many things that go along the way, but you have to have a point where someone who can buy it and then, you know, have the transfer of money. So then it's their thing. That is the end goal.
Yeah.
So what if you just got there first, set up that thing first, and then worked your way kind of backwards from there. And then you can get as distracted as you want, like working, you know, going, then go, okay, let's do the marketing for it next. Then let's work on our, you know, our videography skills or our filmography skills. And then you can kind of like almost like backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
It's almost like you've taken away the chance to get distracted from the end goal by just skipping to it and then going backwards.
That's actually a really good point that you bring up, because that's, I think that's a really good way to actually do things.
Yeah. Might have to apply it in this scenario.
It's a good way to do things. Because
it gets it done.
It gets it done and it's there and it's like, it's exactly. Like, it might not be beautiful, but it's functional.
Yeah. And you kind of fine-tune a bit from there.
I think that's the best way to do things, actually, when, like, trying to design, like, a business or something entrepreneurial. Because you can get so stuck just thinking about the ifs and the buts and the why and the who's and the how's and never do anything.
That has been the biggest learning curve for me in terms of like just this first little product thing.
Yeah.
Because we've got some more stuff cooking in the background.
Yeah.
But like there's been so many things I've learned in terms of the distractions along the way. Mm. And they're immense. They can soak up all of your time. And then it makes you realize like where like the role of a CEO comes in, which is to be able to like delegate all the bullshit jobs. Yeah. So then they're just there to make their big decisions.
Yeah, the be strategic.
Yeah, because there's so many little things you could try and control a bit more, like work on a little bit more.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've totally lost track of what you were doing in the first place. And I was like, hang on, like I've spent like two, three months working on this thing and I've achieved, yeah, maybe one little thing, but I haven't done anything and I missed out on, let's say, 3 months worth of like profit margin.
Yeah.
Or just like, even just like growing and seeing how it goes. Like, it's, yeah, it's, but it's a hard thing to learn unless you go out there and just do it.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard. And I think another way, just as you were saying, that can help with when it comes to these sort of business sort of things, goals, long-term things, is having an accountability partner.
Yeah.
Someone that you can go to once a week or once every fortnight and they just look at it objectively, so they don't really care too much about what you're doing.
Yeah.
So they just look at it objectively and you tell them, sort of describe to them what you're doing, show them what you're doing, and they can just be like, you really, I mean, you've done stuff, but you've gone left.
You've almost created
straight.
It's almost like you've almost gone so far away, you created a longer path like back to the end goal.
Yeah.
It's like you've created more work for yourself by like diving into this thing that you didn't have to dive into, but it was like, it was just a distraction. And you, and like, comes back to the main question of like beating them. It's like, you have to know that they're there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to become aware of them first and know what's going to trigger it.
Mm. Yeah. I think that awareness is probably one of the biggest things, because if you're not aware, you will get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it comes to that awareness, having like a plan, like an actual strategic plan, and sometimes just jumping far ahead and working your way back. I think that's a really nice way, because at least, as you said, you have an operational thing.
Yeah.
And then you can sort of figure out the little...
Yeah, the bits in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like it gives you like your timeline, essentially. And it's like if it's there, then you know all the bits in the middle. But like if you're just kind of like going, oh, like when is this going to end? Like when is it going to start?
Yeah.
It's like how long is a piece of string? You're never really going to know like when you've actually officially jumped in.
Yeah.
I guess it does bring up another bit for me in terms of distractions that I don't think you can ignore. It's when your body is like, you know, when you've been going pretty hard, you've been putting a lot of hours in and your mind is just pretty spent. And like you've just tried time and time again to break out of that cycle of getting distracted, but your mind just is not there.
Yeah.
I think there's also an argument for sometimes you just got to know when to cut your losses, give in to the distractions. And like this, you know, these aren't the productive distractions. So like, these are just like, you know, TV, Netflix, whatever, doing nothing. Like sometimes I think you just have to give in to them and know that you're not going to get anything more done past that point, because your brain's fried. You got nothing left.
Oh yeah, dude, that's 100%, because when you get to that state and you're actually still forcing your work, you're doing that shit work.
Yeah.
You're probably doing more damage and you're going to have to do what you did again. And it's going to be a bit more disheartening.
Yeah.
So in so many different ways, you're really messing up your progress.
It's like that saying, if you can't beat them, join them. And at some point, I know, I came to this point yesterday, I was like, I'm not going to beat this distraction.
Yeah.
And I kept fighting it, kept draining myself more and more. And then it gets to the point, like, I'm not going to win. Give in, enjoy it, make the most of it. Your body telling you that it's time to be distracted.
Yeah.
But internally, that's how I'm going to beat that distraction. It's just by jumping on board, like, I'm going all in here.
Indulge in it.
Yeah.
Make the distraction disappear.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, good answer.
I think that being said, like, distractions aren't necessarily always bad. Because they, like, for example, this Adobe distraction, it's been
the most beautiful.
It's been
thing.
Pretty good. Yeah. It's just sort of changed our whole dynamic, and in a way, I couldn't even call it a distraction. It's just like, I don't even know what I call it. Not a roadblock, just...
Okay, it's like a
side mission.
Yeah, it's like a side mission. And like it's taking some time to, you know, even though it's a distraction from other stuff, it's something where we know that we can invest a little bit of time into it and make everything else easier.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's like kind of streamlined a lot of processes,
mm.
which, yeah, I guess is an argument for distractions.
Yeah.
But in the same time, it's like a productive distraction. I don't know if that exists. I don't know. I think I've just made up a term there.
Yeah. Nah, to conclude, I reckon the main things is having a plan and having like goals written out. So when you are distracted, you can come back to it and be like, oh, this is what I'm trying to do.
Mm.
This is where I'm trying to go. Maybe even having like some soft deadlines and some hard deadlines.
Yeah.
And being awareness, I don't know how you can get that, but like just self-awareness of knowing when you're distracted.
I think if someone distracts you enough times, you start to at least know like, okay, my kryptonite is being on my laptop and having my Netflix tab open.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to swap over and hit play.
Oh.
So like, at least if you can know the places where you're wasting the most time, like if it's your phone, switch that shit off, throw it away. There you go. Problem solved. Kind of.
And like... Actually, this brings on one more thing about distractions. Sometimes when you, like, if you find yourself getting distracted a lot while trying to do something, maybe you're just not into that much. Like, you're not just it's just not, you're not passionate about it. Cause yeah, you can still get distracted heaps, but if you're finding you're getting distracted and you're kind of like getting angry at yourself and be like, oh, like, this is not what I want to be doing. This is shit. And like, it's changing your mood. That probably means that thing's important to you.
Yeah.
But if you're getting distracted and you couldn't give a flying hoot, maybe it's not that important. And maybe, I don't know, you just need to reevaluate what you're actually trying to do there.
Yeah. Whether it's worth your time or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Well, you know, thanks for all your lovely insights. There's a couple of Leroy words in there.
There's always a few Leroy words. My own remixes. A
couple of the Lisa rings for everyone listening in.
Bro, I said distractions too many times.
The words start to sound funny, doesn't it?
Mm. I feel like I heard you say it once, but I thought I heard like distractions. And I was like, whoa, it's unreal.
Well, thanks for listening in, everybody. We'll catch everyone soon.
See you later. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked our episode today, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link can be found in the description.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts fixed. Be the change you want to see in the world and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.